Michael Aquino, the person that she recognized as Mickey, was a former stockbroker for Merrill Lynch. There was a massacre of 8 people in Philadelphia recently, where this man came out of a bunker-type home, and he was a former stockbroker for Merrill Lynch. Now, Merrill Lynch was named in Judge Coffin's crime report as depositing money from organized crime that came from Italy for the P2, the pizza connections. Donald Reagan was chairman of Merrill Lynch. He became chief secretary of the treasury under Reagan and chief of staff of the White House. Michael Aquino for a while worked at Merrill Lynch. He was a former student just recently at the National Defense University at Fort McNair in Washington, D.C. He holds 2 advanced degrees in political and science. He's interested in political science from the University of California, doctor's degree, and 1 from George Washington University in Washington, D.C. And he also taught a professor of political science at Golden Gate University in San Francisco. He holds a top secret security clearance for the United States. He's highly decorated as a lieutenant colonel, served in the Green Berets in Vietnam, still holds a top security clearance, even though this situation is taking place out in San Francisco. His expertise in Vietnam War was psychological warfare. Expert in PSYOPs, those are the capital letters PSYOPS, psychological operations. That was his expertise, political science and psychological operations. And for the weeks to come, I'm going to read you sections of his book, and I'm going to try and get his books, but his description of the necessity to mass produce and brainwash all people inside the United States, never mind enemy overseas. There's nothing about enemy, it's about us. He served as a liaison officer to the NATO countries, and NATO was very much part of Licio Gelli's P2. Gelli was involved with the Bologna bombing, with Francesco Pazienza, with mass murders, with setting up the death squads in Argentina, in Bolivia, worked with the CIA. Gelli was at Reagan's inauguration. Alexander Haig was part of NATO and worked closely with Ledeen, and visited Ledeen and Pazienza just 3 weeks before Reagan was inaugurated. This person was a liaison officer to the NATO countries. He is a consulting faculty member of the U.S. Army Command and General Staff College. And just hold this up and visualize this man getting children whose parents are working, who leave them at a military day school, and they're injected and taken to this man's apartment where the rituals begin. He believes and writes about the coming apocalypse, that there will be an annihilation. Practically most everyone will die, except for a very few elect. And he's advising the NATO, and he works with psychological operations, top secret security clearances, and is ready for with the military, and he's in the military with the reserves right now, believes that this great Armageddon is going to come, and that there will be annihilation of a lot of people. He's the leader of the Temple of the Set, the Satanic Church, headquartered in San Francisco. He worked with Anton LaVey until 1975. LaVey makes the connections, and when he was working with him through those years, to Roman Polanski, to the Sharon Tate murder, to the Manson family, to David Berkowitz, to a murder at Stanford campus of the Perloff girl, the year before to the Perloff girl, and I'll go into their murders. I had those matters on the air in 1977-78 on my programs on World Watchers, and Anton LaVey was the advisor for Roman Polanski's movie when he made the Rosemary's Baby. And then the same people worked with Manson, who killed Sharon Tate and she was pregnant with a baby, and 5 other people, and then the next night killed the LaBiancas and made a grand score of 8 people while they wrote Helter Skelter to make it look like the Beatles were associated with the violence. And if that wasn't enough, they left the credit cards of Biancas and others in the black part of town to make it look like black people did these murders. Mr. Aquino has conducted occult rituals, patterned on ceremonies conducted by Nazi leader Heinrich Himmler, the man who was to succeed Hitler and whose arrangement for his Waffen-SS were put into the Ardennes offensive, the Battle of the Bulge. I said the purpose was to have the Waffen-SS meet the American Army where they were secure after the war. He conducts rituals, or they talk about one, we don't know how many, on ceremonies similar to the Nazi leader Heinrich Himmler. In Himmler's Germany, he goes to the castle once used by the Nazi SS for black magic ceremonies during the Third Reich, and Aquino performed the rituals, he said, to recreate an order of knighthood for the followers of Satan. That's what this is about as we get into this great Armageddon, the knighthood for the followers of Satan. It's not communism or anti-communism. It's that Satan is going to win, and we are part of this operation. Aquino encourages followers to study the beliefs of the Nazi terrorist group, and that's where Licio Gelli and Michael Ledeen and Alexander Haig and It Supersedes Me, the Italian intelligence group, were linked directly to the United States intelligence in these same kind of terrorist activities. He told his followers to study the beliefs of Nazi terrorist groups, particularly the early formation of the VEHM, V-E-H-M, and the Thule Society, the Kuli Gesellschaft, and the, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, the Ahnenerbe, A-H-N-E-N-E-R-B-E, that were two fanatical right-wing groups described in the newspaper that I listed for you. They are Aryan groups that existed before and during Hitler's reign. They started before, and they were linked to the Thule Society and the knighthood that is very much alive in Washington and in San Francisco with little kiddies and all around the country at military bases. Now, Aquino book list that he has for reading for his Church of Seth, he's the high priest, includes Mein Kampf, Hitler the Occult Messiah, the Occult Roots of Nazism. As I said, the San Francisco police raided the apartment of Aquino and his wife and found exactly what the children were describing, and he is still in St. Louis. He has his top security clearance. He worked for the Defense Intelligence Agency, which was the agency set up by Daniel Graham, was the chief of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and he worked there in 1981. And I have to look up, forgot to do when I came in today, the years that Daniel Graham was head of the DIA, because Daniel Graham shares offices with the Fritz Kramer. Hitler's general was in the Waffen-SS. Otto von Bolschwing was up in Palo Alto with 8 years behind him and a secretary translator working for Ronald Reagan of the Waffen-SS, and he was put in the OSS. And Fritz Kramer was Hitler's Fritz Kramer, prisoner number 33. And there's a lot of witchcraft, and number 666 comes through. They're asking the children if they've seen these numbers. That Fritz Kramer from the Waffen-SS has taken a disappearance since World War II. And I believe it's entirely possible and almost impossible that it wasn't the man who shares offices with Daniel Graham.